listening to LSU Daily with Matt Moscona, your home for all the latest Tiger news. Part of the Guarantee Podcast Network.
Okay, let's get it. It is LSU Daily. I'm your host, Matt Moscona. Thanks for being here with us on the day that LSU hits the practice field to start spring football, year number two under Brian Kelly. I'm going to give you in just a few minutes my five biggest spring storylines to watch throughout spring football. But there was some breaking news around LSU football in a spring primer as our buddy Wilson Alexander from The Advocate had a chance to get a one-on-one sit-down with Brian Kelly on the eve of spring. Here's our conversation with Wilson. Wilson Alexander of The Advocate.
Wilson!
Never gets old. Good enough to join us for a couple minutes here. How are you, dude?
I'm good. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing really well. Let's start. So you got an opportunity to speak with Brian Kelly here recently?
Yes, we had a one-on-one over at the football ops building yesterday afternoon.
How would you describe, so covering Brian Kelly year one, which when he was hired really was a whirlwind, just getting the roster and everything together, going through year one. How would you describe your general opinion, take, feel around Brian Kelly here as he's starting year two?
It's kind of funny. At the end of our interview yesterday, we sort of joked about how quiet the offseason's been. And it just shows, I think, the difference between year one and year two. Because like you said, that first year last year was all about bringing in new people and getting to know everybody and resetting culture and habits. And it was like a whirlwind was a great way to put it. And this year has been so much more calm because we only had the one staff change. Obviously, there was, you know, roster turnover that's sort of typical for an offseason, especially at this era of college football with the transfer portal. But there's just so much more is set now. And now, Brian Kelly said, because all that stuff is kind of in place, and while they have to continue to work on habits and standards and that kind of stuff, this spring is much more about actual football and skill development and things that, while they were working on last year, wasn't the sole focus.
Let's talk about some of the personnel things. I know you went through with Brian Kelly some of the injuries, guys who aren't going to participate in spring. Of them, what seems most significant?
Let's see. Oh, man. Most significant in what way would you say?
I don't know. I'd leave that open to you. Like for a guy that maybe isn't going to participate in spring, that is there an injury that's more significant or someone that you maybe felt like needed some of the reps that isn't going to have that opportunity?
Yeah, in terms of injury significance, I don't know if anybody stands out above the rest because okay. Brian Kelly said that all of them are projected to be back by summer workouts. So it's not like somebody at this stage is going to miss week one against Florida State. But one person that does stand out to me in terms of opportunity with reps is Charles Turner because this is already, as we know, I think, position at center that LSU was a little bit in flux. Even though Turner held his own, there's always been those questions about his size. And now Marlon Martinez looked pretty good in the reps that he got right at the end of the year, particularly the Citrus Bowl when Turner was kind of only played one series. And so now Marlon Martinez is probably going to get the entire spring at center. And, you know, LSU might rotate some other guys through there, but he's going to have a really good chance to show what he can do at center. And Charles is going to have to then come back in the preseason and kind of hold back onto his spot. And I think it'll be a really interesting competition there. And then everybody else, you know, Deuce Chestnut would be, I think, maybe another one to look at because of the competition at cornerback, he being one of those guys that comes in. But there is that caveat of him already having started for 2 years at Syracuse. He maybe doesn't need all the reps that somebody else might at cornerback, but at the same time, he's another new face in a very crowded position that has yet to be figured out.
Yes, I'm going to go back to the offensive line for a second because you also broke the news yesterday about the Maryland transfer, Lunsford, who's coming in. Can you give us a little background on how that all came together?
Well, LSU, of course, has been looking for an interior offensive line transfer really all offseason. It started with Jake Renfro from Cincinnati. It offered Ja'Kai Clark from Miami, but neither of them picked LSU. And then when Mason Lunsford entered the transfer portal, LSU offered, you know, within a week, couple of weeks, he entered back just in February. They had him on campus over the weekend, and Sunday morning before he left, he went to the coach's offices with Brad Davis and Brian Kelly and signed there before he left. Mason told me last night that it was really about he felt like there was a commitment to winning between the players and the staff, that there was a real chance to win a championship. He's got 2 years of eligibility left, and while Mike Locksley has gotten Maryland to a more competitive place than it used to be, certainly isn't where LSU is at. We're going to compete for SEC titles and maybe even a college football playoff berth this year. So he wanted to be a part of that. He doesn't mind the competition, and he's looking forward to getting here in the summer.
That's okay. I was going to ask. So he's not going through spring?
No, he's not. Anybody who is signed at this point It's too late for them to get in for spring ball, so he'll be here in the summer.
Okay, I had thought, maybe my assumption was that he had already enrolled. But he was just here this weekend and then committed, signed this weekend, so he'll be here for summer workouts. Wilson Alexander is with us on Twitter it's Whale Xander _. It's WH Alexander. Spells out Whale Xander, which is pretty. I don't know. We laugh about that all the time, Wilson. I think it's funny. At WH Alexander _. Y'all give Wilson a follow. Okay, that's offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball. I think what also stands out when you were talking about a lot of the injuries is there's a lot of defensive linemen that are either going to be out or limited. So where does the opportunity lie there in that defensive front seven?
There's absolutely a number of guys out, Mason being limited, and then Jordan Jefferson, not the quarterback, being out as well, and then Mekhi Wingo being out. It's going to open up a lot of opportunity for guys like Jacobian Guillory and Jalen Lee, the Florida transfer, Tyge Hill, you know, a redshirt freshman, Bryce Langston, who's been on this roster for a little while now and hasn't done a whole lot yet. You know, guys like that are going to get a lot of reps here in the spring, especially on the defensive interior, to maybe, you know, try to work their way into that rotation come preseason camp. What it does is kind of interesting because there are so many new faces on the defensive front. LSU isn't going to get a great chance to look at them on the field in the spring. That probably won't be too much of an issue. Brian Kelly did say that, you know, they kind of want to figure out what they've got a little bit defensively. And even if that doesn't happen on the practice field, a lot of that might be more in meeting and kind of having a good idea of who they're going to be relying on come preseason camp, and then let those competitions continue to play out if needed across the defensive front.
All right, a couple more for you. Maybe the biggest story this offseason has been, certainly the last couple of weeks, been the shuffle on the coaching staff, right, with Brian Poling going to an off-field role and then John Jancic being promoted. Wilson, I mean, it's a little odd that you struggled so much in special teams you didn't bring in a full-time special teams coordinator. So what did Brian Kelly talk about? How the roles are going to be divvied up? And do we have any more clarification there?
Absolutely. At the end of the season, Brian Kelly said that he went through all of LSU's errors and tried to basically figure out the root problem. And his takeaway was really that LSU put the ball on the ground. And that's what was, in his mind, the difference. Schematically, in terms of how LSU approached special teams, he liked a lot of what he saw. And so as he went through the interview process, he ended up going internal because he wanted to change the approach to how LSU structures its special teams coaching. But he didn't want to bring in a new one singular voice who was going to install different kinds of schemes and have that sort of same, this clear replacement to Brian Poling. And so John Stancic, while he's going to be the special teams coordinator in title and will certainly have a role in special teams, it is what Brian Kelly termed a decentralized operation. So a lot of the assistants are like Brad Davis and Mike Dimbrocker are heavily involved in the blocking on PAT and field goal. And then Matt House is heavily involved in kickoff, Robert Steeples and Kerry Cooks in punt. And so a lot of sort of people chipping in. And then it also, as he pointed out, is really big that LSU can use analysts as on-field coaches during practice. And so special teams analyst Lester Erb is going to be a big component to this as well. He was already on staff a year ago as a special teams analyst, and he'll be a big piece of making sure that LSU schemes that Brian Kelly liked are the ones that they continue to use. But the way that it's coached and presented is going to be different.
What about Bob Diaco?
You know, we didn't get a chance to talk about Diaco, and he still isn't actually listed on LSU's website just yet. So we'll have to. I want to see what his title is going to be. You know, if he's a defensive analyst or if he's a special teams analyst. As we in our special teams conversation with Brian yesterday, Diaco didn't come up in that moment, but he could still be somebody who potentially helps with that.
Did he say how they plan to split quarterback reps?
Yes. It's sort of what we heard after the Citrus Bowl, and that they're going to be open-minded with Garrett Nussmeier, and that means that he is going to get first-team reps. At the same time, Jaden Daniels, he is clearly saying, is still the starter. He said that he, quote, earned that right to be the QB1. And Jaden Daniels, something would kind of have to happen by the sound of it. Jaden would have to take a step back, and Garrett would really have to do some extraordinary things to change the pecking order. But they're open to that idea if it were to happen. If Garrett Nussmeier just came in here and blew the doors off of everything, then they will, you know, consider changing their thinking. But as of now, Jaden Daniels is QB1, Garrett QB2, but he's going to get the opportunity to get first-team reps here in the spring.
Good stuff. He is Wilson Alexander, the Advocate. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at @WHAlexander_, at @WHAlexander_. Spring drills get started Thursday morning for the Tigers out on the Ponderosa. Thanks, Wilson. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
LSU football
is going to hit the practice field Thursday morning. So I have my list of the top five spring storylines I'm watching for the LSU football team as they hit the practice field. Muse, hit me with a little college football music there, if you would. I love the Big Ten on CBS theme. It's so good.
Stop what this is.
This is the Big Ten on CBS theme.
Stop it.
I do love it. We are an ESPN affiliate, yet I prefer the Big Ten on CBS theme song.
He's going to be watching it every week. He can't wait.
You're going to be watching what?
The Big Ten on CBS.
Oh, if it's a great game, I'm sure I will be.
I love it. Be on there 2:30 sharp.
Well,
beats the 11 o'clock Big Ten kickoff, but anyway.
Well, they'll still have 11 o'clock.
I mean, not the biggest game, the
2:30 Big Ten game right now is either on Fox or on ABC.
Right, but they always put the, you know, Penn State, Ohio State at like 11 a.m.
The big noon kickoff?
Yeah, it's stupid.
They may still. They may still have a big noon kickoff. They may. I don't care what the Big Ten does. All right, here we go. Muse.
Five.
Top five spring storylines.
Five.
What is that?
That's Patrick from SpongeBob.
I never watched SpongeBob. That's why I didn't know it. Okay. All right. I'm watching the defensive line. Mainly because of the absences. Jaquelin Roy, of course, we know, went off to the NFL draft. Mason Smith is going to be a non-contact participant. We're all excited to see Mason Smith back on the field, but no contact. Deshaun Womack, five-star edge, also a non-contact participant. Mekhi Wingo, out after having shoulder surgery. Jordan Jefferson, the West Virginia defensive line transfer, also out. So this opens up a massive opportunity for guys like Jacobian Guillory and Jalen Lee and some of the younger guys who are coming in as well. You know, whenever they line it up to start the season, Mason Smith's going to be on the interior. Mekhi Wingo's a returning All-American. There's not a question there about who's going to start. The question is, how many of these guys can earn a spot in a rotation, and how deep can your rotation go? We'll figure that out in spring.
Number four.
Who is that?
Just some random, like, children's video. I don't know.
You watch random children's videos?
I did today on YouTube, trying to put this segment together.
Weirdo. The center spot. We were talking center last year in spring, remember? It was a huge deal. They cross-trained five different players at center last year in spring, and they went into the opener with Garrett Dellinger as the starting center. Now, ultimately, Charles Turner won that job, but Charles Turner, late in the season, was sharing reps with Marlon Martinez, who played very well. Charles Turner out for spring drills means doors wide open for Marlon Martinez to take all of the first team reps at center this spring. Can Marlon Martinez steal that job away from Charles Turner? He's going to have an opportunity taking all of the first team reps this spring at center.
Three. Pick number three, my lord.
Did he say number three, my lord? Was it English?
It's Shrek.
Shrek.
Yeah. When he's trying to pick the, you know, the girl to go after. Number three. Pick number three, my lord. Classic.
Paul, put the camera on him, please. I do that again.
Three. Pick number three, my lord.
Really good.
Such a good movie.
It is such a good movie. Cornerback rotation. Jarque Bernard Converse. He gone. Mekhi Garner. He gone. Cody Dickerson. Gone. They brought in a whole bunch of new guys. Radarius Jones, gone. Demaryius McGee, gone. They're all gone. The only guy back is LaTerrence Welch. So you got a whole bunch of new dudes there. I want to see Denver Harris. I want to see J.K. Johnson, the Ohio State transfer. I want to see Zai Alexander, the Southeastern transfer. I want to see the Young Bucks coming in. Is Toviano going to be a corner or safety? Don't know. We'll see how that all plays out this summer or this spring. Remember, Deuce Chestnut, all ACC from Syracuse, injured, will not participate. Does he lose a ton of ground not being out there in spring? Watching those cornerbacks is a massive, massive thing for spring football.
Two.
It was Michael Scott.
Quarterback reps. Been talking about it. Have to talk about it here. yes, Brian Kelly is saying Jaden Daniels, he's earned the right, unquestioned starter. He's the guy. But if you are divvying up first-team reps, you are leaving open the possibility of the second-team guy taking game reps or winning the job. Are you not? Actions speak louder than words. Do you think Joe Burrow was splitting reps in 2019, first-team reps with Miles Brennan? Because I don't. Do you think Caleb Williams is going to be splitting first-team reps at USC this spring? Because I don't. You got a starter. Your starter takes the starting reps. So how do they divvy up those reps? Is Brian Kelly just trying to appease Garrett Nussmeier so he'll leave? I'm not starting the controversy, but if you're telling me you're going to give the backup quarterback first-team reps, that's a conversation that has to be had.
One.
Was that the count?
That was the count.
Of all those, the one I got was the count from Sesame Street, because of course I did.
There you go.
A lot of Sesame Street in my house, Muse. Scone household, a lot of Wheel of Fortune and Sesame Street.
It's the number of the day.
Polar opposite. So you got the count, you got Sesame Street for kids, and, you know, Wheel of Fortune, which is basically for old people, and my 9-year-old son who watches Wheel of Fortune all the time.
Great show.
I think that's how he's learned all the letters. I'm serious.
Hey.
I think Drew has learned the alphabet, not because of Sesame Street, because of Wheel of Fortune. I'm sorry, that is not correct. Drew will just repeat Pat Sajak all the time. Yeah, that's it. He just does Wheel of Fortune puzzles all day. The number one spring storyline to watch this spring is the same number one storyline to watch last spring and the one before that, before that, before that. And it'll be the number one storyline to watch next spring and the one after that, and after that, and after that. Injuries. Stay healthy. Do not get hurt. Do not get anybody injured. Remember Grant Delpit breaking his collarbone in the spring game back in 2018? Obviously went on 20, had an All-America season. He was awesome. But look, I need nobody getting hurt, all right? If you're a star, you're a starter, relax. It's just spring. We're talking about practice. Not a game. I'm supposed to be a franchise player. We're here talking about practice. Get through spring healthy. The number one storyline to watch, as it is every year. All right, LSU on the practice field Thursday morning. Getting spring, year two, Brian Kelly spring kicked off. Okay, that'll do it for us here on a Thursday edition of LSU Daily. Do us a favor, please subscribe up on your favorite podcast app. Rate us, leave a review. Let a friend know if they love the Tigers. We got you here for about 30 minutes or less every single weekday on LSU Daily, part of the Guarantee Podcast Network.